Okay, we are up to Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet of Maseches Yevamos, and the next two Mishnahs that we're going to be dealing with will deal with cases of three brothers, not four brothers, three brothers, that again, two of them are married to two sisters. So let's see, Mishnah Dalet. Shlosh Achin, if you have three brothers, Shneim Mehen Nesuin Shtei Achios, and two of them are married to two sisters, Oisha Obito, or forget about the two sister situation, maybe two brothers are married to a woman and her daughter, Oisha Ubasbito, Oisha Ubasbina, or to a woman and her daughter's daughter, or to a woman and her son's daughter. So basically, you have either two sisters that are married to two brothers, a woman and her daughter that's married to two brothers, or a woman and her granddaughter, whether it be from her daughter or her son, are married to two brothers. Okay, so the halacha is as follows: Hare ilu chutzos v'lo misyadmos. When the two brothers die childless, when they're married to both these women, then both these women do chalitza with the remaining brother, but they can't do yibum because neither of these women is an heir to the third brother, and so both of them have a yibum bond to him, but he can't marry either of them because they are forbidden to him for yibum as like the sister of the zakuka that we call them. So basically, since they both like sort of invalidate each other, you can't marry one without the other. So therefore, he must do chalitza with both of them, since he can't do yibum with either one of them because of the yibum bond. Rabbi Shimon says no. They're not even going to be obligated to do chalitza because when these two women were close related and they fall to one yevam, so there's no yibam bond with either of them. That's how it works. Let's say one of these two women, the woman was forbidden to this brother C under a specific erva prohibition that they had, asur ba umutar ba'chusa. So he's then forbidden to marry her, but it is allowed to then marry her sister, her mother, whatever, because since she because that woman is the only one who he forms the yibam bond with. But iser mitzvah, iser kedusha. But if there is a prohibition due to the mitzvah to keep rabbinic laws, or the prohibition due to the need to maintain kedusha of the kahuna, etc. So if either one of these issues fall into play with one of the women, then chutzos v'lo misyadmos. Then both the women perform chalitza and don't do yibam, since there is a yibam bond with both of them, even though one of them might be a stronger yibam bond. Nonetheless, it's a yibam bond, so we'd say forget about it. Just cancel the whole thing. Everyone has to do chalitza and no yibam. That was Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Hey goes further with this. Shlosh Achin, there were three brothers. Shnayim mehem nisum shtei achayos, and two of them were married to two sisters. Ve'achad mufneh, and one of them was unmarried. So again, two brothers, two married to two sisters, and then the third brother that's unmarried. Meis echad mibali achayos, if the husband of one of the sisters dies, the asa ba mufne ma'amar, and the unmarried brother C does a ma'amar with her. Again, not the full yibum, just does the ma'amar. And then afterwards, his other brother dies. So now he has another yibum bond in theory, but again, they're sisters. So what happens? Beishamai omrem, Beishamai say ishto imo. Then the ma'amar wife, this woman who we almost did yibum with, we did the first part of yibum, the rabbinic part of yibum. So she stays with him. The halah teitzei misha machos isha, and the other one goes out free to marry with even without chalitza because she's the ma'amar wife's sister. Ubeishil, remember Beishil say no. Motzi es ishto begetu b'chalitza, since at the end of the day you only had a partial thing going here and not a full yibum going over here, so they're not married yet. So therefore, again, motzi es ishto begetiv chalitza, then he has to send out the ma'amar wife with both the get, because they're partially married, and chalitza to remove whatever yibum bond was left with her. Ve'ish es achiv b'chalitza, and also the other brother's wife, he has to send out with chalitza as well. He can't do yibam with either one of them, and he has to divorce the other person also because of the fact that there was a partial marriage there. Zohi Sh'amru, and this is what Chazal say, Oy lo al ishto, woe to him over his wife that he has to divorce due to no fault of his own. Oy lo al ish zachiv, and woe to him over his brother's wife who he also cannot marry. That's a famous statement, evidently, and that's what evidently applied to our teaching over here. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav, but for now we'll stop right here.